Whitlock, Dems Masking Hatred of Truth, God with Satanic Spread of Absurdities. By Trent Baker on November 15, 2021. Sunday on Fox News Channel's Life, Liberty, and Levin. Journalist Jason Whitlock issued a warning about the Democrats' handling of issues dealing with race. Political commentators Jonathan Capehart, Joy Reid and Michael Eric Dyson all shrugged off the recent election of Jamaican-born Winsome Sears in Virginia's lieutenant governor's race, invoking white guilt and maintaining the GOP was still racist. According to Whitlock, Democrats are going after the truth and God in an effort to convince the people of absurdities. He argued that race and the Democratic Party are like the new hood of the KKK. The Fearless podcast host also accused the left of engaging in Satanism and warned, "There are far worse atrocities that are being planned for all of us who profess a belief in Jesus Christ as our Savior, who profess our belief in God and the truth." Transcript as follows. "I don't want to diminish racism. I don't want to diminish anti-Semitism. Those are real issues and real problems. But what we're really seeing here from Joy Reid, from Michael Eric Dyson and from Jonathan Capehart, this is Satanism. This is satanic. When there is an attack on truth, it is an attack on God. It's an attack on Jesus. The truth is what sets us free. The truth is what Jesus, God, faith are about. There is a massive attack on truth in this country, and that is an attack on God. Voltaire said it a long time ago, if you can convince a man of absurdities, you can then get him to commit to atrocities. I may have butchered that slightly, but we are being convinced of absurdities, and they're packaging and masking their hatred of God, in this, oh, we're here to fix racism. And no, what you're really here to do is attack the truth and attack God and create a chaotic society that believes in absurdities. So eventually, they can execute atrocities on people. We're seeing small examples of it all across America. I don't know if I want to go as far as calling January 6th and how those people have been treated as an atrocity, but it is a sign of where we are headed. That was not an insurrection. Those people don't deserve to be locked up and chained in isolation in prison for months on trespassing charges. So we have been convinced of the absurdity that somehow this was an insurrection, the likes of which we haven't seen since Pearl Harbor. And now, that justifies the atrocity of let's lock these people up for life. Let's keep them in solitary confinement. Let's deny them basic privileges and rights that we've always granted to Americans. That's the path we're on. And there again, I want, they are using race. Race and the Democratic Party are like the new hood of the KKK. Call yourself anti-racist, call yourself a Democrat. And now you can do some of the most racist things while pretending and covering yourself with this hood of, hey, I'm a Democrat. Hey, I'm a liberal. The things that I'm doing are actually good. Again, it's more, we're being convinced of absurdities and we are witnessing the beginning of atrocities that will not stop with just how they are treating the people on January 6th. There are far worse atrocities that are being planned for all of us who profess a belief in Jesus Christ as our Savior, who profess our belief in God and the truth. There are atrocities, they are planning for all of us. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.